Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Monday here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM, which means we have Monday Night Football.
Maybe it won't be the closest of games, or that's what the odds makers are thinking. The Chiefs are 11.5-point home favorites against the Commanders, but maybe we can find some plays, because listen, when the game isn't close, that's when betting steps in. You're like, hey, let's make this game a little interesting. Then at 7:20, we go on to Game 3 of the World Series, which I think will be very interesting. Dodgers big favorites against the Blue Jays, but this series is tied at one game apiece, and we've counted out the Blue Jays before, and their bats have come through in a big way. We'll see what Max Scherzer can give us in deep breath. What could possibly be his final postseason game of his career? I'm hoping it's not the case, but we know Mad Max, you know, is getting up there. He's getting a little long in the tooth. Does he have one more in him? We will see tonight against the Dodgers. All right, Jenks, vibe check for Commanders fans there in D.C. Because, listen, you guys are coming off a great season where Jane Daniels led you guys, you know, to an incredible turnaround of a franchise. But this year, it feels like there's been a lot of injuries. So I don't feel like it's one of those things where you're like, oh, well, the team's crumbling, you know, as far as a franchise goes. It just feels like it's been kind of an unlucky season. Mm-hmm. How are fans feeling about this team?
Well, they don't feel great. There's no question about that. I think it's pretty understood, or it's pretty obvious, that the magic that this team experienced last season, that's just not going to happen this year. And there's multiple reasons for that. Part of it is the injury bug. Jaden's not going to play tonight. Scary Terry is back for the first time in 4 weeks, but Debo was out last week. They've never had the full complement of receivers that they expected to have at the beginning of the season with Noah Brown now on IL. The defense, I think, is really the big storyline here, where they just haven't been able to stop anyone. And when Dan Quinn comes out and says everything is on the table and you're not quite sure what's going on schematically or what the issue is, when the head coach is saying we have to examine everything, it's not a great sign. So I think ultimately what's going on, if you're part of the fan base, is you're trying to push back that feeling that you got every year before last year, which is, oh my God, here we go again. Oh my God, here we go again. There's so much PTSD that is just sort of ingrained in this fan base because of the Dan Snyder era. I don't think that's where we are now, but it's just hard to push that aside because that's all many of these fans have known for two decades, really.
I also feel like even though it is a one-year sample size, and you're right, like over the course of Commanders fans, like, you know, 10-year window, it's been a lot of struggle. But I think when people have a team that's young and gets to a high level like the Commanders did last year, it's very easy to sit there and say, oh, well, we'll be back next year. You know, we'll be back every single year. And it's just not the way the NFL works with all the injuries. And sometimes it's just bad luck. And sometimes you just don't execute to that level where you remember all the close games that the Commanders won last year. Sometimes those aren't going to go your way. every single time. So it's one of those sad things where it's like, okay, you'd think, you know, in Jaden Daniels' first year that, you know, the sky would be the limit after this. You can't assume that the team is going to get better every single year.
No, you just can't. That's not really the way the NFL works. Now, did I think things were going to trend in a more positive direction than they have? Yeah, absolutely. I did not anticipate Jaden being out. I did not anticipate all the injuries at receiver. I thought the defense would be much improved, but now we're seeing that this is an older team and a team that does have some schematic issues, and I don't want to say it's going to be a lost season, but it's certainly not trending in the way that we thought. So there's still some hope there, but the Commanders are in a very precarious position, which is, do we try to make a move here and maybe make a run, or do we say this isn't really going the way we thought it was going to go? Maybe we should be sellers at the deadline. They have some decisions to make.
Yeah, we have some decisions to make when it comes to this game. So, Jenks, tonight, Commanders at the Chiefs tonight. Chiefs now 11-point favorites, total of 48. And I looked at this game for a long time from a prop standpoint. And honestly, this was a tough one for me to crack, because usually I'm like, all right, I'll find some props. But it's tough to go against teams like the Chiefs for this reason. And I feel like this is something you don't really think about on the surface, is that they're a team that can really control the time of possession. And as somebody who has bet on teams like against, like I was watching the Eagles game yesterday and I had, you know, a player on the Giants side of the ball and Wandale Robinson, it's just the Eagles just hold on to the ball. It's like, oh, another first down, another first down. And you think to yourself, oh my God, are they ever going to get the ball? So that kind of feels like the case, what I'm going to see from the Chiefs tonight, with the Chiefs offense trending the way that it is and the Commanders defense trending the way that it is. So from a side standpoint, I said, okay, maybe no props. Maybe we'll go with a side. 11 points, though. I feel like even when it's the worst team in the NFL, besides maybe my Titans, 11 points is a lot in the NFL. And remember, before, you know, the blowout of the Raiders, the Chiefs were one of those teams that let a lot of teams kind of hang around. If you think over like the last 3 years, even when the Chiefs were winning Super Bowls, sometimes they let teams just kind of hang around. So I'm stuck on that one, too. A total of 48. I can totally see the Chiefs scoring some points here. But their defense is really good, especially in the red zone. So I don't know how much the Commanders are going to score. I'm just running into all kinds of roadblocks when it comes to betting on this game. Did you find something that you particularly like?
Well, I do like the Commanders getting points here. I feel like this is your classic overreaction to what we've seen in just a week, right? So you saw the Chiefs blow out the Raiders. They're shutting out Vegas. They look incredible. They look like the Kansas City team that we saw form a dynasty and win Super Bowls. And then conversely, we saw the Commanders play their rivals in the Cowboys and couldn't do anything right. And that was a blowout, and that was ugly. And those were two very extreme outcomes, I feel like. And because of that, I think this number is way too big. Remember, last week on this show, this number was sitting at Kansas City minus 12.5. So this number has shortened a point and a half in the last few days. So I think the Commanders are the right side. But for the reasons you mentioned that we were talking about with all the issues with Washington, it does make me worry a little bit. But at the end of the day, Marcus Mariota, who will start for Jaden Daniels tonight, is a very good backup quarterback as far as backup quarterbacks go. Debo Samuel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Daniel's back. Terry McLaurin is back. He will have more weapons than this team has had in recent weeks, and I think that is enough for the Commanders to keep it close. But yes, this is a tough one.
Yeah, it's not my favorite props-wise, because the problem with sometimes with these Chiefs props is that good quarterbacks are fully capable of spreading the ball around. Like, the best look for props in fantasy football is a quarterback who looks at one receiver or two receivers. We're like, hey, these are my dudes. And the Chiefs certainly have, like, some front runners for that. But, you know, it's not going to shock me if it's, you know, one of the three guys where it's Rashee Rice, whether it's Xavier Worthy, whether it's Travis Kelce. And some of the numbers on some of these receivers are actually pretty low. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, okay, if we get in blowout potential, maybe the Chiefs aren't going to throw the ball. But Patrick Mahomes has been chucking it as far as, like, some of these attempts go. Because I saw his attempts in this, and I think it's, like, 34 and a half. And I was like, that's really high for a game that they're probably going to win pretty easily. But if you look at all the games this year, he's gone over this in every season. That one game against the Lions, and he still threw it 30 times. So I think just from a logic standpoint, you say, okay, that's what I would key in on is maybe some receivers for the Chiefs, simply because you know Patrick Mahomes is going to throw the ball quite a bit. So I think, you know, that's what I would lean towards, but I don't know. I don't really like anything there. I guess you could look towards anytime touchdowns if you think that the Chiefs are going to be scoring at will. But you know how I feel about anytime touchdown bets. Like, they're not my favorite.
Yeah.
I think Patrick Mahomes could be a good look. I think he's 3-1 to score a touchdown. Maybe you can find some value there. But Jenks, was there anything else that stood out to you when it comes to betting on this game?
The only thing I will say, I don't want to bet a total at all. I have no idea about the total. I do lean Commanders getting the points here. I got it yesterday. I put a sprinkle on it yesterday. 11.5. Sure. Why not? The prop I do like, and we've seen this number go up in a big way, is the rushing yardage total for Marcus Mariota. He can run. It's just that when you think of Jaden Daniels, he's a superior runner, but he's a superior runner compared to most any quarterback in pro football. But Marcus can run, and I feel like when you think about the Chiefs' defense and how much they like to blitz, because that's what Spags does, right? He's going to put pressure on you, pressure on you, pressure on you. Marcus can run, and I think there's going to be a chance for him to get out of the pocket and gobble up some yards here. So I'm going to try to find the right number, but I'm going to be on his rushing prop.
Yeah, it's 28.5 currently at BetMGM. Juicy over at -120. I think when you're talking about teams that are kind of, I don't want to say desperate, but like in the losing game script of whatever equation you're thinking about, that's usually when we see quarterbacks take off and run. Because think about it. If you're winning a game by like 3 touchdowns, your face of your franchise quarterback, like thinking about Patrick Mahomes, probably not going to risk it all for his rushing prop. But I will say this, Patrick Mahomes has averaged over 35 yards a game on the ground. His rushing prop tonight is 22.5, if anyone is interested in that. But again, I think game script could be the problem. But he has hit this in 3 straight games, 28, 32, and 60 rushing yards against the Jags. It should be noted that was a loss. So again, game script does matter here. But what do we think is going to be the takeaway from this game? Do you think after this game we're going to sit here and say the Chiefs look like the best team in the AFC? Or do you think it's one of those things where the Chiefs could revert back to the mean where it's like, okay, here comes the inconsistency from the Chiefs, or they just barely squeak by? What do you think is the big story that we will be talking about tomorrow?
Well, I want to be wrong, but I feel like the story we're going to be talking about tomorrow is, man, Chiefs look like they could win the Super Bowl again. I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong. But the Chiefs have two things going for them. Number one is they're healthy, as we know. Like, once they got Rashee Rice, and I know it was against the Raiders, didn't that just elevate everything? Where they were just kind of middling and saying, just wait until Patrick gets his full complement of weapons back. First it was Xavier Worthy, then Rashee Rice, and then boom, it's just wheels up. Let's drive these dudes into the ground. And that's what they did. They looked incredible. And so also when you're the Chiefs in a desperation spot, when they had to have that win against the Lions, what happened? They looked dominant. They looked incredible. The Chiefs knew after that slow start, while most teams couldn't recover from that, they could. And not only did they recover, they looked as good as they have all season, and then they get that weapon back to take them to the next level. They look as good as they've looked all season, and I really don't expect that to change tonight.
Ho-hum.
I know.
Here come the Chiefs, just in time. I'm re-looking at some of these props, and I do think maybe you could make a case for Rashee Rice over his receptions, because when he returned to the Chiefs, I thought to myself, oh, you play, you know, his receiving yards over. He got 10 targets in that game against the Raiders, but only had 42 yards. So I don't know how much of these routes he's going to be running where he's down the field, but I do think the catches are going to be there. So right now his receptions is set at 5.5, the over juiced at minus 150. I still think Patrick Mahomes is glad to have him back on the roster, and he's going to look his way a lot. And again, when you have a quarterback who's averaging like 35 attempts per game, you're going to get a lot of opportunity to get the receivers involved. Jenks, I want to ask you this about the Commanders' receivers, because there is some volatility when you're trusting a backup quarterback, but the game script should be good for some of these receivers and the fact that the Commanders might be playing from behind. What do we expect from Terry McLaurin tonight? Because obviously we know he has super high-end potential, but you know he hasn't been exactly healthy. His number tonight is 43.5 receiving yards. Could you make a case for playing the over there, or do you say maybe you don't touch this one?
Doesn't it just seem low? That's the thing that gets me. I looked at that, I'm like, scary Terry? Now, I will say, before he got injured, he wasn't exactly super dynamic, you know, and he signed that massive contract in the offseason, as we know. I will say the one thing that makes me feel better is if you watch the drills from earlier this week, he looks great. And he himself says, okay, I feel great. Because sometimes you'll see guys force themselves back and they're not quite 100%. Like, I absolutely don't think Deebo Samuel's 100%. He sat out last week with his heel issue. He's just managing pain at this point. Terry had to get right. And watching him in drills running these routes, he said, okay, once I could run routes and make these cuts, then all of a sudden I knew, okay, I can do this. I'm ready to go. So listening to him and watching him, it's not just a guy who's forcing himself back in the action early. This is a low number. Deebo is banged up. I think Terry could be due for a breakout night, at least compared to what we've seen earlier this year.
Yeah, and I do think when you talk about backup quarterbacks, those are the quarterbacks more likely to throw to, like, the star receivers. You know, because they're not trying to do too much. They're like, listen, we are throwing to the guys who get paid a lot of money. And it doesn't make me feel great that Deebo Samuel is not 100%. So it feels like it's one of those two guys that's going to have at least some receiving yards because you're playing in a negative game script. So maybe it's going to be a big scary Terry night, at least when it comes to receiving yards. Coming up next, Game 3 of the World Series. It should be a good one. Who has the edge, Mad Max in Toronto or Tyler Glasnow and the Dodgers? It's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.